Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is The Good Life. Food, wine, and all the good things of life. Now, here's the host of The Good Life, Guy Bauer.
Here he is. Here he is. Loud and clear. What a dork. I'm sitting here doing show prep and looking at stuff, and I didn't have my guest phone number written down for Max, and he waits until we got music playing. Where's the number? Where's the number, dopehead?
That's not true.
It's true. It's all true. Anyway, we got the number, and he's calling Candace right now. Candace Rosen's my first guest. She's a registered nurse. More importantly, she's put together a book called Forget Dieting with an exclamation point. And when you hear the story and see everything she's done, you'll get the picture. Absolutely. And we'll talk to her in a minute. After that, I'm going to tell you a little bit about Prosecco Week. It's now. It goes through tomorrow. Today is a perfect day to grab some Prosecco. I have some here in the studio with me. I'll tell you about the wine, where it comes from, how it's made, why it's different, and why you should enjoy it. It's inexpensive, bubbly that everyone can afford, and we'll do that. And more importantly, then we'll talk a little bit about what we're doing tonight. Tonight is going to be fun. 6 o'clock, Facebook Live. I've been doing these virtual tastings. It's become quite popular. We did some through wine.com, and I did some with the Consorzio for Prosecco, same night we did the wine.com one. Really great stuff. But tonight's going to be a lot of fun. It's about Spanish wine. Spanish wine is my all-time favorite. We lived in Spain for a long time, and it was one of those things that when you're living in Spain, you get excited, and you go out and you go to great restaurants, and if you like wine, you will by definition learn about wine in Spain, and it's come so far. And then the availability of Spanish wine all over is phenomenal. It's just been really great. So. Good full show to talk to you about. And just before we do that, let me tell you that there is two classes coming up. Oh, let's see here. I know I got it. I'm not very organized today, Max. I think it must be your fault. Anyway, my dear friends, if you go to goodlifeguy.com and the top three buttons over from the left and you open wine tasting, you'll find out that one, there's a list of the August 1st and 8th virtual tasting pre-buy promo things, because you need to order those wines. Some of them are not readily available locally. But just below that, you'll find out that we're on the schedule once again to continue the fun at Wichita State's Community Education Center, the Hughes Metroplex. Doing two different classes. The first one starts Monday, September 14th. It's also again on September 21st, 7 to 9 p.m. And what we're going to do is It's called Luxury Wines. That's a kind of a hokey name, but what it is wines that cost more and that you probably wouldn't buy every day. And we'll talk about why they cost more. We'll play with each one. We'll learn about the winery that produced it, and we'll discuss that particular wine and why it's highly rated and well thought of. Two classes, the Luxury Wines is September 14th and 21st. Then we take a little break, and we get around to October. October 5th, 12th, and 19th, three class series, a varietal comparison. We'll do white wine and two reds. I haven't decided what that's going to be yet, but we will pick a variety, Cabernet, for example, and we'll have seven wines, and I'll tell you all about the grape in general terms, and then more importantly, we'll taste the specific wines. There'll be some expensive, some moderate, and some inexpensive, and we'll talk about the differences and how two wines with a 90-point rating on the 100-point scale can cost $20 different, and then maybe you'll learn about which ones you like and not. So it'll be fun. Wichita State Community Education starts in September. Obviously, if the virus is as bad as ever, stand by to RAM. Money will be cheerfully refunded, and hopefully that won't happen. But now, let's go back to if you've been hunkered down to whatever level or degree for the virus, you know that eating sometimes is used as a way to soothe the ugly beast, he says, sitting in front of a microphone. And then, you know, in college they say it's the freshman 15, and now it's probably the COVID-19. And then you think of all the things that you can do now to diet and try and fix those, Atkins and keto, and oh my God, give me a rest, there's so many. And then if you see the percentages of who uses those successfully and then gains the weight back and more, you would be overwhelmed. Well, this guest, registered nurse Candace Rosen, has a new book. It's called Forget Dieting. Her first book, well, I'm going to let her talk about that because it's about how the things we eat and how your body works that helps lose and maintain weight loss. And this book's going to be really cool. I don't have a hard copy, so I'll be thumbing through my PDF file, but it's a lot of interesting information. And Candace, like I said, she's a nurse, social worker, clinical health educator, and more importantly, the author of this great book, Forget Dieting. Candace, welcome to The Good Life.
Oh, thank you so much, Guy. It's a pleasure to be on your show, and I'm excited to talk about Forget Dieting.
Well, I want you to go back a little bit. First, tell us your story and how you got involved in the healthy eating, and I use, maybe not even fair to call it healthy eating, but encapsulate your career up to this point.
Well, about a little over 12 years ago, I was asked to help a couple of young women with polycystic ovarian syndrome, and that's related to insulin resistance, and many of them are pre-diabetic. And so just in my research, I discovered that the pancreas, I believe, is the gatekeeper of good health versus poor health, weight gain versus weight loss. And I was just using the program with, as I said, gals with polycystic ovarian syndrome. And then 2 years later, I had a cancer scare. So the preliminary diagnosis was stage 1, stage 2 ovarian cancer, and it was an absolute miracle. I had a tumor that was benign, but I've worked as a scrub nurse in the OR, and from soup to nuts, a hysterectomy, abdominal hysterectomy, is about 90 minutes. So I had a 4.5-hour abdominal surgery because of the tumor. It wrapped itself around my artery, descending artery in my ureter. Anyway, to make a long story short, after the surgery, it left me very weak. And even 4 months later, because I didn't have the protective effects of ovaries, so my cholesterol went up, I gained weight. And the solution was to put me on 5 medications, Boniva for bone density, a statin drug for cholesterol, hormone replacement therapy, and even an antidepressant. And I said to my physicians, the surgeon and my gynecologist, I said, you know what? What I'd really like to do is I'd like to go back to a program that I created for PCOS patients and use that and see if that works. And it changed my life. I've been on every diet known to man. And, you know, for a wedding, a vacation, a reunion, I'd lose 20 pounds because I would starve myself and work out like a fiend, and only to gain it back and then some. So 12 years ago, I lost 36 pounds, and I've never put it on again because I know exactly what fuel works for my body, so I don't diet. So my this, in a nutshell, is that I believe in the practice of self-health, that you're your primary physician and your doctor is your secondary physician. And I believe, my hypothesis is that all NCDs, non-communicable diseases, that would be high blood pressure, high cholesterol, type 2 diabetes, obesity, metabolic syndrome, insulin resistance, polycystic ovarian syndrome, low testosterone, renal issues, and even some cancers stem from pancreatic abuse. And I define that as any time you raise your blood sugar over 100, 90 minutes after you eat a meal or a snack, you're asking for trouble.
If you could hear my head rattling, was I shaking my head in agreement about all the diets and things, and I'm porked out. I hate it. I lost my thyroid, and it was a long time ago, and they never said anything about weight gain until after they nuked my thyroid, and then they said, well, you know, if you get back to, you know, doing your normal exercise, and I was considerably younger, so I was very actively exercising, and, you know, just kind of pay attention to your diet, you'll be fine. And it literally turned into the human Hindenburg in a year.
Yeah, well, I've seen lots of clients. Yeah, I've seen that happen, absolutely.
And, you know, I fought it a couple of months, and then the one doctor ruined it for me. He said, well, you know, once you get stabilized on the synthetic thyroid medicine, the weight will come off. You'll be fine. Don't worry about it. What a mistake that was. So I quit worrying about it. And I had to have a tether from my nose so my wife could pull me into the mooring mast, blimp that I was. It was terrible. And it literally took 3 years to get to where I haven't had an adjustment of synthetic thyroid hormone that I take. You know, it took 3 years to get stable and predictable. But I'm still, like, you know, porked out. It's really embarrassing. But so this is interesting to me. Before we talk about forget dieting, if I'm going to use that book, would I be better served to get a copy of your first book and learn more about the pancreas and that aspect?
No. It's pretty much summed up again in Forget Dieting, and I add a few more issues, which is sabotage. Sabotage meaning self-sabotage or from other well-meaning people who don't want to see you change because they kind of like the way you are and you're their eating buddy, you know, whatever. And then I address issues like stress because stress can actually affect your weight. And people don't think about that. You know, if somebody doesn't like to exercise and they're forced to exercise and they stress themselves out, it's actually counterproductive.
Wow. Well,
so, you know, I say to my clients all the time, you know, what is weight gain? Weight gain is taking in the wrong foods for your organic living machine. The amount, the wrong combination, and then your body is talking to you and it says, you know what, I can use probably about 10% of this, and the other 90% I'm going to store in your thighs, your butt, your tummy. And weight loss is taking in the right fuel for your organic machine, and then your body, you do a little bit more, like maybe you do some gardening or you go and take a walk around the block four times or whatever. So your body operates on glucose. That's the fuel that operates it. And so you've got this stored glucose in your fat cells. So in order to do that extra walk or do that gardening, your body has to go into the storage tanks, your thighs, your butt, your tummy, to get that fuel. And that's how you lose weight. And so for someone at my age, at 66, I can't do what these young people do with these unbelievable exercise routines and all. I just can't do it. And so I I swim, or I, believe it or not, I'll hula hoop. Takes me back to my youth. And I walk, hike a lot, and I'm not on any medication. Wow. And yet I have a family history of type 2 diabetes, heart disease, and I was able to switch that just because of what I eat. And food is medicine, and especially, I just want to add this, with COVID-19, the majority of people that are passing away from COVID-19 have pre-existing conditions, type 2 diabetes, obesity, and hypertension. And those are all preventable, and they certainly are reversible. And I think that's the good news. And yeah. You don't have to work out and make yourself crazy.
Well, we'll talk about that more when we come back after this short break with my guest, Nurse Candace Rosen. The book is called Forget Dieting. And you and I both know we'd like to forget about dieting. And there's so many interesting facts in the book. You can, you should go to Candace's website. That sounds funny. CandaceRosen.com. You can link to a book order there. There's links at GoodLifeGuy.com. And get a copy. And there are so many interesting things here, even what I've been skimming through in the PDF file that I have. We'll be right back. Candace Rosen. And, yes, we do have some wine and stuff to talk about in the second half. So don't go away.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.